Yeah, that was Major Lance doing his other big hit, Monkey Time. All right, you're listening to WIKE Ike Radio, the home of the oldies, all the hits of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. This is the Ike Man, coming at you with 4,000 in a row from deep in the vaults of the largest collection of oldies in the lower tri-state. Let's kick off a solid gold all Kingsman weekend with this super sound that just won't go away. Who were you holding tight the first time you heard? Ow, 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 ow.
Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Radio, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, settle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. You're lady, you're lady, yeah. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Sweaty Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now for the 2,366th performance of their cat-dependent functional career, here are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky.
Yes! Yes! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Thank you, Texas Mix Bender, whose golden tones have caused local postal shortages as folks race to their mailboxes to order baby chicks in the golden days of border radio. And thanks to the mighty meaty masses packed here into the historic Emory Theater and to the untold dozens of you listening to us now over that powerful persuader known as radio. To introduce us briefly, let me begin with a man who always travels first class. He's Too Slim.
Why not? I deserve it.
I'm Ranger Doug, and being a man of the people, I always travel coach. The king of the cowboys fiddlers always travels with a coach. He's Woody Paul. And our orchestra tonight is under the fevered direction of a man who always travels with a couch. Joey, the cow polka king. Well, enough wild speculation and unfounded rumors, and on to what we do best, Western music. Here's our opening gambit, bound to hit the trail.
One.
Saddle up my pony, fill the old canteen, roll the blanket, pack the bags with jerky, grits, and beans. Say goodbye to the fellas, save away my mail, kiss my darling Susie, I'm bound to hit the trail. For a cowboy has to ride the range and yodelay, yodelay, low. Listen to those doggies low and low, low. How I long to dream near a campfire's gleam and listen to the coyotes wail. I guess I'm just a cowboy and I'm bound to hit the trail.
Well, now way out there on the prairie is where I long to be. So give me my rope and my 44 and I'll ride fancy free. Just to see that pale moon rising on the rim of the canyon's veil, I hear that lobo howling and I'm bound to hit the trail.
Or a cowboy has to ride the range and yodelay, yodelay, boo. Listen to those doggies low and low, low. How I long to dream near a campfire's gleam and listen to the coyotes wail. I guess I'm just a cowboy and I'm bound to hit the trail. To ride the range and yodelay, yodelay, boo. Listen to those doggies low and low, low.
dream near a campfire's gleam and listen to the coyotes wail. I guess I'm just a cowboy and I'm bound to hit the trail. I guess I'm just a cowboy and I'm bound to hit the trail. Yodelay, 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 yodelay.
We'll be right back with more Writers Radio Theater following this paid poultry announcement. Neighbors, you probably noticed that at certain times of the year, it's hard to lay your hands on a baby chick. Just when you want to add to your personal flock or maybe give the gift that keeps on giving, you're out of luck. Well, your luck has changed and you've hit the jackpot. I'm talking about my new Texas Big Spenders Chick of the Month Club. Yes, for only $9.99 a month, 100 prime baby chicks, inspected and approved by international poultry experts in Del Rio, Texas, will be delivered in your name to whoever you're aiming to please. Your boss, your sweetheart, your sanitation engineer. Think of the look on their faces when they realize they'll be receiving 100 infant chickens every single month, thanks to you. These fine feathered investments in the future will arrive chirping away in white cardboard boxes with little air holes. Stack these boxes in a convenient corner of your apartment as they arrive, and presto, chicken condos. And you're the landlord. As the chickens grow, fold up the expandable walls and get ready to harvest an egg bonanza which could put you on Easy Street long before retirement rolls around. Now, neighbors, we can't guarantee gender, of course, but simple laws of probability ensure you'll have a happy, healthy hen house right there in your living room. Chick of the Month Club. Order before Cleveland wins a World Series and receive absolutely free a beautiful calendar with your old friend Texas Big Spender surrounded by baby chicks. So pick up that pick up that phone, neighbors, and call 1-900-MO-CHICK. That's 1-900-MO-CHICK. And in a few months, you'll probably be standing at a swank cocktail party and someone will say, "Oh yeah, you're the one who sent me all those chickens." And now back to Writers Radio Theater. And here is Woody Paul with this week's disclaimer.
This week's disclaimer supersedes any and all previous disclaimers. This is the only disclaimer you have to worry about, and the only disclaimer recognized as official by the management of this broadcast. Any retransmission or abridgment of this disclaimer without the express written consent of the Commissioner of Disclaimers is strictly prohibited. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Woody. Thank you very much. Buckaroos and Buckarettes, it's guest time once again on Writers Radio Theater, and Woody Paul's been scouting the guests lately. Who'd you come up with tonight, Woody?
Well, Ranger Doug, tonight is a very special night for me. The performer, the artist, I should say, that we have with us tonight, myself, go way back, as far back as 1967, where I first met her. We were both freshmen at a college in Nashville, Tennessee. We were a musical team all the way through school, playing in bars and clubs and social functions, and later, we played on the streets of Boston together in New York City in 1975. Our friendship is deep. My respect for her talent is the greatest. Ladies and gentlemen, a great artist, songwriter, and singer, Marshall Chapman.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. This is a song I wrote on Mother's Day a couple years ago.
Once there was a little girl, unlike any in the world. At night she looked inside her soul, and all she saw was rock and roll. Her dad bought her an old guitar. He never dreamed she'd be a star. She worked her fingers to the bone on that Sears and Roebuck silver-toned guitar. She played that guitar all day long, put her feelings into song, and sang her songs for Lula Mae, who said, "Child, you got just what it takes." We all knew she'd leave somehow to find the world she dreamed about. She never turned around that day to see her sister wave to her and say, "Goodbye, little rock and roller. Gee, it sure was good to know you. Goodbye, my little rock and roller, goodbye." Mm-hmm. she hitchhiked to Hollywood like everybody knew she would. She put a rockin' band together and they made plans, they cut a record. The rest was history, they say. She took off down the fast highway and people came from miles around while every night she burned them down. And all the fortune and all the fame and all the lights around her name. And every night was now or never. The road just seemed to go forever. And all her dreams that had come true, they didn't thrill her like they used to. She never thought she'd grow to hear a voice inside her strong and clear sing, "Goodbye, little rock and roll. Gee, it sure was good to know you. Goodbye, my little rock and roller, goodbye." Let's hear it for the band. All right. She found a place down by the sea. The place was called Serenity. There she learned that life goes on. Life is more than just a song. You'll never guess what happened then. She met a gentle man named Ben, and together they made love so real. They made a baby girl they named Lucille. She rocked Lucille to sleep each night, then sang her lullabies she'd write. She thought her heart would break in two first time she heard, "Mom, I love you." Then one day her baby girl walked outside to find her world. She never dreamed she'd see the day she'd be fighting back those tears to say, "Goodbye, little rock and roll. Gee, it sure was good to know you. Goodbye, little rock and roll. Goodbye. Goodbye, little rock and roll. Gee, it sure was good to know you. Goodbye, little rock and roll. Goodbye."
Yes, sir, Marshall Chapman. Is that great or what?
Thanks.
Oh, gosh, Marshall, I know you're so busy with your writing and studio work and playing shows. How do you fit it all in?
Oh, I just keep after it too, Slim. I'm doing some research now, working on a book about the criminal mind.
Wow, the criminal mind.
Yeah, I got this great job transporting prisoners for Con Air. Have you heard of that?
Isn't that the airline that transports serious felons? You must deal with some tough cases, Marshall.
Yeah, I have to work with some of the low lives of humanity. I thought I'd be used to it after my years in the music business. But you really have to show these people who's the boss.
Wow, so I guess that makes you Marshall Chapman. Right? Marshall Chapman. Get it? I just made that up. God. See, Marshall Chapman. See? It's like a joke. Wow, I just can't believe that's
too slim. Shut up and sit down.
Boy, you're tough.
Thanks, Marshall. We've been trying to get him to do that for years. And thanks for being on Riders Radio Theater.
My pleasure.
Folks, a big hand for Marshall Chapman.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddlepals. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the Woody Paul Western theme, number 14. Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode one of the exciting Western melodrama, Rocket Rustlers. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, nothing has happened yet. And now, episode one, entitled Return of the Snake. It's branding time on the famed old Harmony Ranch, and Riders in the Sky are all set up and ready to start. The herd is bunched up in holding pins, side meat has a roaring fire built, and the branding iron is red hot and ready to go. But Too Slim has a totally different idea about this situation.
The herd's ready, Ranger Doug.
Okay, Woody. Side meat, we're going to start bringing them out now.
We're ready when you are.
Okay, Woody, open up the gate. Bring them in.
Ranger Doug, can I talk to you for a minute?
Hold it, Woody.
Sure, Slim. What do you need?
Ranger Doug, I want to try something different this year.
Yes?
I don't like this branding. And the herd's not too fond of it either. So I've come up with a breakthrough in herd identification. I call it the humane alternative to branding. Check it out.
Slim, that looks just like a T-shirt.
Well, it is a T-shirt, but not just any T-shirt. It's a beefy T-shirt.
Great. Slim, come on, I see that, but how in the world are you getting it on over their heads?
Well, it's easy. They're Velcroed up one side, see? See, they're really neat. And look, it says Harmony Ranch on the right sleeve and the Cowboy Way on the back. Everybody will know where they belong.
Well, you're right about that, Slim. There won't be too many cows running the range in T-shirts this year.
And look, see, I've stitched each cow's name over the pocket of the shirts. See? Bossy, Bessie, Madonna. Wow.
Okay, Too Slim, I'm convinced. Yeah. Since the shirts have names, I guess we'd better have Woody send them on through and as we call them out.
Oh, great idea, Ranger Doug.
Thanks, Slim. It's that kind of thinking that's made me the idol of American youth. Side meat, douse that fire. We're going to use T-shirts this year.
What?
Woody?
Yo!
Send them over as I call out their name.
Okay, Ranger Doug.
Bessie. Roseanne. Oprah!
And so, as the day wears on, the humane Riders in the Sky continue to diligently outfit their herd in Harmony Ranch T-shirts. And by day's end, the job is done. Later, after a hearty meal of biscuits and beans, they're relaxing on their front porch, waiting to watch one of their favorite nighttime shows.
It's almost dark enough.
Yeah, it sure is.
Why don't you turn off the porch light there, Woody, so we'll be able to see better when it starts.
Okay, just let me finish this article in the newspaper here. Okay, I'm done. I'll turn that light off now.
What was so all fired interesting in the paper? Looks like a bunch of chicken scratching to me.
Really kind of unusual is an article about a new reciprocal trade agreement between the U.S. and Australia.
What's unusual about a reciprocal trade agreement with Australia?
Yeah, I'm sure we have many of them.
Well, this one is for convicts.
Who'd want to trade for them?
Well, what it does is let an Australian convicted of a crime in America serve his time in an Australian jail and vice versa.
So you mean an American convicted down under, say in a previous serial, would be sent back here to do his time?
Yep. It's considered more humane to let them serve their sentence in their hometown.
Well, if it's humane, I'm all for it.
Hey, look, the show's starting.
Oh, boy, the annual Western Sky Shooting Star Extravaganza.
Actually, a meteor shower.
Oh, how come they're in the shape of Gene, Tex, and Roy, then?
Well, that's one of the unexplained mysteries of science.
Where is the dang thing? Oh, I don't see nothing but stars.
Well, you're looking toward the Milky Way, side meat. Turn around and look toward the west, the Cowboy Way.
Oh, I see him. There's Gene.
And there's Roy.
And there's Tex.
As the riders watched the amazing phenomenon of cowboy shooting stars, they failed to notice the twinkling lights of a particular Boeing 707 flying through the night towards Tumbleweed Valley. Inside the big plane, a familiar evil figure shifts unhappily in his seat.
You don't put enough peanuts in these little bangs. Hey, excuse me, Marshal. But may I have another bag of peanuts, please?
No, one is all you get. You're lucky to even get one on Con Air.
That's not fair. I still have half a soda left. I want some more peanuts. Hey, how about the rest of you cons? You want some more peanuts? Hear that, Marshall? Marshall, give us more peanuts or there's gonna be a riot. What do you say to that?
No more peanuts.
Oh, yeah? Come on, cons. We want peanuts. We want peanuts. We want peanuts. What do you say to that, Marshall? Marshall?
I say shut up and sit down.
Why? Meanwhile, on the ground far below, a lone camper strikes a match and lights a small fire.
Yeah, that's good. Nice and warm. Ought to be safe out here. Way out in the middle of nowhere. This is the last place on earth anything or anybody would come.
Is it really? Well, we shall soon see about that. But first, back to the Conair jet, where the navigator is about to make a startling announcement.
Sir, I have a blip closing in on us at an incredible rate of speed.
Can you identify it?
No, sir.
I'll try to establish radio contact with it.
Yes, sir. This is Conair Flight 101 calling any aircraft within the Tumbleweed Valley air lane. Come in, over. Come in, over. Sir, there's no response.
Try the Tumbleweed Valley controller at Moron Field.
Okay, sir. This is Conair Flight 101 calling Moron Field. Come in, over.
Roger, Conair 101, this here's Moron Field. We've been expecting you boys. You're coming here, ain't you? Over.
Roger, Moron, but right now we have an unidentified flying object approaching us from behind. Are you in contact with it, and can you ID it for us?
Negative and negative, Conair 101.
You do have it on your radar, don't you?
I don't know. Wait a minute, hold on, let me check my scope and see what I got. Yeah, I got a blip. And holy baloney, that thing's flying 10 times faster than anything on the planet. Look out, it's coming right at you, over.
Good grief, it is, sir.
If I was you, Hoss, I'd be taking me some evasive action.
He's right, sir.
It's too late.
It missed us.
That was really close, Navigator.
Good golly, little Polly, that was close. You get a look at it, over.
Went by too fast. I don't know what it was.
Well, whatever it was, it was something.
Something indeed, but something that went unnoticed by the sleeping passengers in the cabin of the jumbo jet, except for a certain wide-eyed snake with a pencil-thin mustache.
Good night. Did anybody else see that? What was it? That wasn't of this earth. It almost hit us. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it.
Shut up and sit down.
What?
I said shut up and sit down.
Okay, look, I'm sure I don't need to tell you this, but you're tough.
Meanwhile, back at the famed Old Harmony Ranch, riders in the sky are also observing the mysterious aerial phenomenon.
Good grief, look at that shooting star!
That's wow. More than a shooting star, too, Slim.
What? What is it then?
Well, it could be a meteorite, or it could be a large piece of man-made space debris falling back to Earth, or it could be
a UFO! Oh, it's a UFO!
Well, until we identify
anyway. Wow, a UFO, a spaceship from the unknown, aliens from another planet, creatures from
Okay, too, Slim. I think you're getting carried away.
Yeah, these things usually have a rational explanation.
Oh, look, it's coming down over there in the middle of nowhere canyon.
Oh, I think you're right, side meat. Tomorrow, let's ride over there to the middle of nowhere canyon and see if it came down there, and if so, what it was.
Great idea, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, too, Slim. It's that kind of thinking that's made me the idol of American youth.
Faithful listeners will recall that Charlie is camped somewhere out there in the middle of nowhere canyon, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that the possibility of an object falling from space and landing on a lone camper in the middle of nowhere must be something that could only happen once in every 20 million years. And of course, you're right. The last time it happened was exactly 20 million years ago, when a chunk of the moon fell to Earth at precisely the middle of nowhere canyon and wiped out a 300-pound Neanderthal doofus and a herd of prehistoric elk. This time, no elk are lost.
Now what's that? Hey, hey!
Whoa!
What is this mysterious object from space? Will Charlie survive a collision with it? On the other hand, will it survive a collision with Charlie? Carl Sagan cannot answer these questions for you, neither can Strange Magazine, but this radio station can, same time, same station, next week, when it presents episode 2 of Rocket Rustlers. Entitled, The Coming of the Extractors. It's inconceivable, incredulous, inexplicable melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. And now, here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cow, Hope the King, and Marshall Chapman.
Pull us on out of this one, Marshall.
This for all the girls out there that got lazy boyfriends, all right? You hang around me like a bad debt. You haven't taken out the garbage yet. I must be crazy, I'm the one that let you hang around me like a bad debt. The night I met you, you were looking good. I took you home with me and fixed you some food. We kissed and hugged until the morning light. Now how was I to know that your intentions weren't right? That was 3 years ago, now you're still him. Stretched out on my couch, drinking all my beer. I'm paying all the bills while you watch TV. I think it's time I underwent some psychotherapy. Y'all, bad debt, bad debt. You hang around me like a bad debt. You haven't taken out the garbage yet. I let you hang around me like a bad debt. All right. I'm gonna find a man that really works. I've had it up to here with clowns and jerks. If he can't play the guitar, that's okay. In fact, I would prefer it if it was that way. Bring me a doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. J-O-B is how I spell relief. I want somebody with a little backbone. You know, a man with a plan and a place of his own, y'all. Bad debt. Me like a bad debt. You haven't taken out that garbage yet. I let you hang around me like a bad debt. Bad debt. I've had it up to here with bad debt. I'm gonna write you off so I can forget. I let you hang around me like a oh baby. Why don't you get your big fat you know what off that couch? Just one time, I want to see some of that garbage going down to the recycling center. I'm talking about you, baby. Shut up and sit down.
This is the VXU Radio Network.